7:44 on Power 98.7. Time to take a smoke break. A very interesting story. Bear with me on this one. I find this story quite tricky. Now, the Tobacco Institute of Southern Africa has told Parliament that a change in legislation through the Tobacco Products Control Act could save SARS ₹5 billion a year in excise duty and solve the problem in illicit cigarettes. And the man to tell us about this is Francois van Merwe, Tobacco Institute of Southern Africa. How true is this story? And is it really 5 billion, Francois?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Yes, it's staggering figures if we talk about 5 billion. If you put it into context, as I told Parliament, that by solving the illicit cigarette trade problem, a government can solve 10% of their estimated 50 billion shortfall. And that's not difficult. It's easy. It's low-hanging fruit as far as we are concerned. But yes, it's indeed 5 billion, and that's a quarter of the total cigarette market that is illegal. That's about 6 billion sticks a year. That's about 750,000 packs a day that is bought and smoked illegally in our country.
Now, Francois, you know, let me put to you a simple fact that if you know it and it could save our government that much money, how come they didn't know it?
They know it, definitely. We've been working with South African Revenue Services for many years. SARS in 2014 announced what they called Project Honey Badger. That was the code name for the project where they were going to go after the illicit cigarette operators. And these are manufacturers. These are not the small traders down in the street.
Yeah.
Because the solution lies with the big players, the manufacturers who are locally based. And then everything happened. You know, if you read the books of Jacques Poe and Johan van Lochenberg, you will see that the illegal cigarette money played quite a substantial role in state capture. In 2014, the allegations of the rogue unit started. That unit was closed down. Project Honey Badger was closed down. It came to a halt, and for the past 3 years, nothing was done to curb the illicit trade in cigarettes. It ran away, and government at this stage is losing 5 to 6 billion a year at least.
I'm on the other side of the spectrum, Francois. I'm not with Bob on this one. I'm of the view that encourage people to be healthier, right? Those who are selling and are selling it above board, tax them more. There's enough evidence that if you tax them more, it will increase the government tax revenue. But to deal with illicit tobacco flows, just encourage people to be healthier and they'll avoid it.
Absolutely. I'm with you there, completely with you. And that is our official industry view as well. Tobacco is harmful to your health, full stop. And if you want to live a healthier lifestyle, you should stop smoking. There's no doubt about that. But the reality is it's still a legal product. It's still being consumed by 7.5 to 8 million adults in our country. And at least you want to make sure that those people who make an informed choice, who still want to use the product, they must buy a legal product which complies with all industry standards, all government regulations, and on which all taxes have been paid. So at least level the playing field as far as that is concerned. But what happens is that people do not stop smoking, but they move from legal products to illegal products, which are cheap. The market is flooded with cheap products and actually stimulates consumption, and especially the kids. We do not want our youngsters to start smoking. But if cigarettes can be bought for 6 and 7 rand a pack, where the minimum collectible tax on a packet of cigarettes is 17.85 rand, that goes to government. If that is not paid, it goes out the back door, it goes into the market for 6 and 7 rand, and you actually stimulate consumption. So it's a complex problem. You need to have a level playing field to discourage people from smoking. You need to address the illicit trade first so that the legal products are the only products in the market, and then with proper education to the youngsters especially, you can achieve the objective of reduced consumption.
What is the magnitude and effectiveness of regulating the tobacco industry? I mean, for example, there are taxes that are imposed. How well are they regulated? Now you're asking for a minimum price for a packet of cigarettes. I mean, how is that going to be regulated also?
The good news is that there's only a handful of manufacturers. Of some of them are legal, and some of them are operating illegally, and it's easy to enforce, because what should happen is one of my proposals, yes, obviously, is a minimum price, and that should be with National Treasury and Customs and Excise, and not the Tobacco Products Control Act, because it's a fiscal matter. But if you have a minimum price, it's easy to enforce, because the whole hawks, and law enforcement can simply confiscate in the market. At the moment, you can't confiscate because you have to prove that the taxes have not been paid.
Yeah. But is that not a problem because most of the tax evasion substantially happens between countries and across times?
The tax evasion happens not between countries, but at the moment locally, and that's why we say to government that the solution is simple. 80% to 90% of all illicit cigarettes in our country are manufactured locally within our borders. So the tax evasion takes place here. And how it practically happens is excise manipulation. Manufacture, for example, 1,000 cases of cigarettes, declare 100 to SARS and pay tax on that, and the other 900 goes out the back door, and that makes it possible to flood the market. You do not pay the R17.85 to government, but you can flood the market with cheap, illegal, unregulated products.
So then, what's the next step then, Francois? By the way, Francois van der Merwe is from the Tobacco Institute of South Africa, and there could be a saving of about $5 billion should there be proper regulation. What happens next then? I mean, Parliament has heard you. What's the next step? Is there a will? Are we going to see the end of this? Are we going to get the money?
Well, we need to, otherwise the legal industry will disappear in 2 to 3 years from now. So the first step is, as I proposed to SARS, is put customs, trade and customs official immediately in all factories so that you can verify what goes into a factory, goes out on the other side in the form of cigarettes, and the numbers add up so that all can be declared. To my example of 1,000 cases is manufactured, you bought so much tobacco, so much packaging material, so much cigarette paper, so much filter tow, it must translate into so many cigarettes, you have to declare all of that. That's immediate and a quick one. The second point is that there is very, very good technology available out there today which can be implemented by SARS, which can verify the volumes produced in all factories. And that's why I say it's not a difficult thing to fix. We need the political will. Parliament has expressed their concern. Parliament wants action. Immediate action, customs officials in factories. Second one, technology that's available to do that. And thirdly, look seriously at a minimum price to make enforcement easier.
Well, Francois, fingers crossed that this works. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the invitation, and have a good day.
In the words of the Musk, smoke it.